Hello, everyone. I'm Melissa Sadin of Creating Trauma-Sensitive Schools, and we're here today with another interview from the Educating Traumatized Children Summit, an online gathering of expert voices in how to provide trauma-informed school experiences to children. This summit has been created by the Attachment and Trauma Network's Creating Trauma-Sensitive Schools program. We are very pleased today to have Dr. Mona Johnson with us from Washington State to talk about her book, The Heart of Teaching and Learning, and the importance of teacher self-care. Mona Johnson is the Director of Student Support at the Office of Superintendent of Public Instruction, the primary agency charged with overseeing K-12 public education in Washington State. Student support at OSPI is a resource for school districts and communities regarding a wide array of non-academic barriers to learning, from bullying to homelessness. Mona provides strategic leadership to this diverse organizational unit and is responsible for integrating and coordinating a variety of initiatives to assist districts and schools in the provision of safe, civil, healthy, and intellectually stimulating environments that foster success for all students. Mona also presents, publishes, and consults at local, state, and national levels in professional wellness, resilience, childhood trauma, substance abuse, and violence prevention. She recently conducted research and authored Surviving or Thriving, Educator Coping, Following a Traumatic School Experience. She also co-authored The Heart of Learning and Teaching, Compassion, Resiliency, and Academic Success, Supporting and Educating Traumatized Students, A Guide for School-Based Professionals, with Ray Wallapel, Ron Hertel, and Susan Kincaid. Compassion Fatigue, Training for Educators with Marlene Wong, and How the Traumatic Experiences of Students Manifest in School Settings, also co-authored with Ron Hertel. Mona has a doctorate in educational leadership from the University of Washington, Tacoma. She earned her master's and undergraduate degrees in social sciences and social work from Pacific Lutheran University and is a certified chemical dependency professional. She and her husband, Dan, recently celebrated 28 years of marriage and live in Washington State. Welcome very much, Dr. Johnson.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
Okay, so before we started the recording, I told you we were going to talk about your book. I should have said books. it's a prolific amount of writing, and I have not read two of them, and I'm going to go do that as soon as we're done with the interview. So, but let's talk about the book that really has been a guidepost for me and for many of the teachers that I work with, The Heart of Teaching and Learning. Tell me how that got started, because the listeners should understand that if you go to the website, and I will give it to you at the end of the interview, it is a free PDF download. The entire book is there, and that, I have to say, set the tone for the sandbox that has become the trauma-informed teachers movement. And I thank you all, you and your co-authors, Dr. Johnson, for doing that, because what it did was set the standard. And people now just give a ton of stuff away because we want the work to serve the children. So if you ever wanted to write a book and get rich, don't write about trauma-informed schools, because Mona set the tone and we're all giving it away for free, which is, I think, the way it should be.
Well,
me how you got into that.
Yeah, well, thank you. My colleagues and I really in 2007-08 were on our own journey of learning about trauma, the impact of trauma in K-12 education and on learning. And it seems like so long ago, but that really wasn't that long ago. And we were really familiarizing ourselves with the work in Massachusetts on trauma-sensitive schools and trauma-informed schools. And we actually went out to a training because they did an amazing state-level training there with Susan but the trauma-informed schools work in Massachusetts. And we attended that two-day training, and we're sitting in the lobby of a hotel getting ready to, I think, take our shuttle back to the airport. And we thought, what are we going to do now that we feel empowered and are watching what they're doing in Massachusetts? What are we going to do to take this information back to Washington State? It really hit a nerve and hit a core for us. And we decided to team up, and this book was co-written with my colleagues at the Western Washington University in Bellingham, Washington, and then my colleague Ron Hertel and myself here from the Office of Superintendent of Public Instruction. And we decided that we would look at the information and the most cutting-edge information at that time to really address and roll out in a K-12 friendly form, school friendly form with a teacher in mind, a classroom teacher in mind who could literally pick this up and apply some of these principles and domains. And we just created the 5 chapters. We put it together with chapter 1, which is a really strong overview of trauma. We wanted to talk about compassion because, you know, when you talk about trauma and resilience, you have to have compassion. And we felt like those things all needed to be, we needed to then tackle and challenge ourselves to begin making connections between some things that didn't have very strong connections. We then included in chapter 2, self-care and ethical obligation for those who care. Had quite a bit of debate about where this, we knew we wanted to put this chapter in the book, but we had quite a bit of debate about where this chapter should go. And initially there was some thinking that it should go at the very end of the book. And we argued in a very professional collegial way, and for me, I felt it needed to be closer to the front of the book because I really don't feel like we can do a good job of fostering compassion and resilience and addressing trauma and moving in a trauma-informed way in our work settings if we're not really doing a good job about dealing with our own self-care and taking care of ourselves. So my colleagues were gracious and acquiesced, I believe, a little bit, and I'm really grateful that they did so we could have that be chapter 2. The heart of the book is chapter 3, which is some instructional principles and domains that are, again, really targeted for specific strategies in the classroom. And we tried to give as many real-life examples as we could come up with at the time to really demonstrate what these principles and domains looked like in a practical sense. In chapter 4, we talked a lot about school and community partnerships because the truth is, we believe in doing trauma-informed work and resilience-fostering work that you really cannot do it in and of yourself. You must have partnerships between school and communities to really make that flourish. And then the last chapter was looking at resources at the time, which is ironic in some vignettes and stories, but it's ironic that we could, in chapter 5 is stories, and chapter 6, excuse me, is resources, but ironic that there's so many more stories we could add today, and so many more resources, thank goodness, that we can add today. So it was a privilege and it was a pleasure. We received no funding to do this work. It really was a labor of love that we wove around the edges of our work. It took us about 9 to 12 months to really write it and put it together in the framework that you have. And you're right, one of the things we're most proud of is that it's free and it's downloadable and it's on our website, and it's probably one of the most popular things on our Washington State Office of Superintendent website that people frequently will access. I'll say one more thing. I continue to be amazed at the connections and how far the word has spread on this work, and we're extremely honored by it and humbled and super excited that there are more and more people who care about this, because we really think it's important to address implement trauma-informed practices and foster resilience in schools and communities, really to get at success for kids and adults.